Hello, it's Carol Dulaski with the Holistic Coaching Coalition. Welcome today to On the Grow podcast. This is a podcast where we have conversations about tools and techniques and strategies for you being your best. Today, I'm with coaches Donna Cattell and Laura Hall. We're going to have a conversation about group coaching. What is it? Why would I do it? Why is it important? And how can it help me? We're glad that you're with us today as we begin talking about this very important topic. Over the years, I have been both a participant in groups as well as the leader of a group. And I've seen so many wonderful things happen to women, to men, to people who are participating in this type of coaching. It has so many advantages, and that's my joy in bringing this conversation with you today. So what is it? It's a small group. It's this group of maybe 6 to 8 people who meet regularly together to discuss perhaps a topic or a tool that they're putting into practice in their own life. And so at our evening retreats, the Holistic Coaching Coalition's evening retreats, we'll teach a tool or a strategy to be your best. Afterwards, then, these coaching groups are an opportunity for folks to dive in and start applying it. We'll tell you more about that at the end of the podcast. But really, truly, I want to address that question of what is it and how is it different than other things that are out there today? How is it different, say, from a mastermind group or from a networking group, perhaps? What makes us different is each of the coaching groups is led by a coach, somebody who's experienced and skillful at creating the safe space that is required of coaching, as well as the ability to ask those powerful questions that expand someone's thinking and helps the individual to learn what he or she needs to learn. And in that sense, it is different than a mastermind group. Mastermind groups tend to be like-minded folks who are doing or wanting to develop something that's common between them. And yet there is a lot of shared experience, a lot of asking for advice and giving of advice. And that's probably a key distinction between group coaching and masterminding, that in group coaching, we really let each person do their own work and help hold them accountable to what goals and actions they assign for themselves. So Donna, I'd like to ask your input. What has been your experience with it, with group coaching?
Yeah, thanks, Carol. I had a really great experience with group coaching. I participated in the pilot group that our group had in the fall, and it focused on your strengths. And so I've known for several years my top 5 strengths, but the group really helped me kind of dig deeper into what each of those strengths mean to me personally. So that I felt like was really great because I really felt like I was developing this ability to look at my strengths in a new way and apply them to my everyday life. So I think in the past I had this list, but I think it really helped me personalize what those strengths mean to me and how I can probably be more effective in my life, both personally and professionally, by applying those strengths in a different way.
So I'm curious, how did you learn? Because it's a kind of a different model for learning. You had the book, you had the assessment already, but how did the group experience deepen your learning?
I think that the group experience challenged me to really think about what does that skill mean and think about how you operate in your life and how does that come out. So I think it was just a lot of kind of looking inward and thinking about making it really personal. I think it just really helped to be led by you, you know, as the coach of that group and asking great questions that helped you really gain some insight and think, oh, I had never thought about it that way, or I'd never connected all the dots to understand how those 5 strengths really are powerful together and how they work together. So I think it was just through, you know, hearing some great questions and giving it a little thought from session to session and then coming back and sharing insights. I mean, I think it was through all those questions and just looking at it in a different way.
Yeah, I also noticed that there were some participants in the group who had the same strengths, for example. And we saw sort of the light bulbs going off as people would listen to one another and say, oh my gosh, I never thought of it that way. Or you just put into words what I've been thinking for a long time. And so there is this sort of benefit of being in a group with others that are interested in the same topic. How did you find that, learning from others?
I thought it was great. And it is interesting because with the strengths, there were people that had the same strengths as me. And sometimes I would hear what they would say and I thought, oh, that's so interesting. I've never thought about that, but I think I do that too. You know, I think it's when you talk out loud, sometimes you learn things, even if you're talking out loud to yourself, which we don't want to admit we do, but we do.
Yes, I do.
I think sometimes you just, when you hear yourself say something, and somehow it sticks, you know, or it just becomes more meaningful than when you're just quietly maybe reading something. So there's just something about conversation that I think helps the skill to be built.
And then there's, I think another benefit is the accountability, right? Knowing that you're going to be coming back and talking to the same group of people in additional meetings. Speak to that. What does the accountability do for you?
Yeah, the accountability, I think, is such a huge piece of coaching in general. I know years ago, I had a coach, like a health coach, to kind of help me with weight loss. And so I really made progress because I took some action steps and I put it into place. The same is true with the group coaching. You know, after each session, you know, you would ask us to create an action plan, and it was nothing overwhelming. It was just a small step, you know, given this topic, what small thing are you going to focus on? What are you going to think about? What are you going to do differently in order to, you know, to move forward? So you knew that you wanted to work on that from session to session because you wanted to be able to come back and share, you know, what you had learned, but also maybe help other people learn in the process. So I think there is something about stating a goal and then keeping it in the forefront so that you really do work on it. It's really the only way, you know, I ever feel like I make progress is if I really intentionally focus on something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do believe, I agree with you that that's coaching in general is all about developing this awareness, some greater self-awareness, some action steps to move ourselves forward. And then that accountability piece is checking in and saying, okay, what's happened as a result of that effort? What have I learned? I'm going to keep doing it. That didn't work. Whatever the learning is, just capturing that. So in a group way, it's so fun to see there is an aspect of fellowship and fun that goes with this around just, oh, celebrating each other's successes and encouraging each other when it's not been successful, but, you know, really holding that safe space. Laura, what has it been for you? Tell us a bit about your impressions of group coaching.
Yeah, so I probably did my first group about 10 years ago, if I think back, and it was shortly after I had finished my own coach training, and I just wanted to, the truth of the matter is I wanted something that was more cost effective for me than one-on-one coaching. So I found a group. So that was benefit number one, was just that it was affordable. It was the right size. You mentioned that 6 to 8. I feel like that was about the size of the group that I was in. What that allowed was enough time for everybody's voice to be heard. I wasn't sure when I started it how that was going to work with a bunch of people on the phone. And honestly, back then I was still dealing with a lot of my own insecurities. And just the idea of talking in the group was a little bit intimidating in the beginning. But you kind of touched upon this, that really quickly the group kind of gelled and we became friends, even though we could only hear each other's voice over the telephone. You know, I met some really amazing people through that group coaching. So if you know me, you know that I have connectedness as one of my strengths. And so originally I wasn't sure I was going to feel that kind of bond with the people in the group, but it did happen. And so like you also said, it became more fun. I have done one-on-one coaching, and I think that there's a time and a place for that as well. That it feels different, right? And I would encourage people to maybe try to experience both so they can compare and contrast for themselves what it is. But that camaraderie, that we're working together as a team, and even though each one of us might be working on something unique to us, there's still this like collective wisdom that you mentioned. And it was just for me that having that team was part of what really attracted me to group coaching.
Yeah, I can relate to that so well. As you were talking about it, I was thinking about groups that I was in probably 10 years ago as well. And I am still friends with some of those women, really good friends, because there was a bonding that happened because we went through a period of development together, and there was that mutual benefit. When you speak of affordability and the phone calls and such, I appreciate that, because it can be a little bit intimidating, right, to think I'm going to join a group and I can't actually see them. When we do our groups through Holistic Coaching Coalition, we use a technology called Zoom, which means, and let me just assure people that if you're technophobic like I am, that it's very approachable, it's very doable. I like being able to see the other people's faces. So I choose to use the video aspect of Zoom, but I also have many people join the calls just by audio, and their voices are what we hear. The benefit of that is that it's convenient. You can sign into a group from anywhere at any time, you know, maybe on your lunch break from work or on the evening. You could be at home by the fire in your pajamas having your group coaching, or you could be on the other side of the country on a vacation and take time for a group coaching call. So we do really like to offer them virtually for that benefit, so that people can fit it into their busy lifestyles. What else could you tell us, ladies? What have we missed about group coaching?
I think the only other thing I would add is it's just really nice to get, and it, kind of like what Laura was saying, it's really nice to get to know some of the other women in the community a little bit better. You know, I go to the majority of the monthly events, and, you know, you can sit next to people and get to know people that way. But it is nice that, you know, for several sessions that you're meeting with the same people, you're kind of getting to know them better, getting to understand some things on something less than a surfacey level, which I love. I like to really know people, and I like people to know me, you know, on more than just a, you know, my name and you might know a few facts about me. So I think it's just really, it's fun to get to know people better. And, you know, I think very quickly, like Laura said, you do kind of have a bond with people because you're sharing things that are, you know, as much as you want to, you're sharing things about yourself, they're sharing things about themselves. And, you know, it's just a safe place where we all know we're supporting each other. So just that trust that we have and that connectedness is really a positive thing.
Yeah, and I guess the last thing that I would say is that there's something magical that happens when you get a group of people together that are working on kind of this common goal, whether it's a topic that's they're working on or whether it is just personal and professional growth, right? When we get come together and support one another. And one of the things that I didn't mention, but that surprised me maybe, was that a lot of times my aha moments didn't come from what the question the coach asked. It came from me listening to how somebody else was answering a question. And it would be something that one of the other participants would say that I was like, wow, like that would either maybe really touch me deeply, or I would learn something from what they said. So this magic that happens is something that I don't think you can really put into words. You have to experience it.
Yeah. I agree. And being the facilitator, I've seen that time and time again, that magic that's connecting as people are sort of having their ahas all over the place. The other thing that I've seen happen too, and it's happened to me as well, is that the insights come between the coaching calls. So part of the benefit of having, say, 4 calls or 6 calls that you're planning to attend is this ongoing learning as you're applying the tool. As Donna said, at the end of each call, I'll often ask people, so what are you going to do with this? You know, what's come up for you? What's your action step you're going to take as a result of today's conversation? And then they have that week or two to try it out, observe it, and notice what's different because of that effort, that conscious effort. And then we begin the next call with checking in about that. You know, what did you learn? What came up from that? Whether it's a positive, you know, like, oh yeah, I got something great out of that, or you know what, oh totally, that didn't work at all, or I completely forgot. Whatever it is, we accept people as they are, But there's this accountability again of like, oh, I'm going to be on this call again in 2 weeks, so I'm going to do it because I want to be able to report into my friends here on the group about what I've learned. So there's this culture of acceptance, accepting each person in the group where they are, for who they are, as they are. And also this sort of invitation to step into their growing edge, whatever that is. And that growing edge being just a little bit maybe out of your comfort zone, or just that little step forward in a new area to grow and to evolve. And that's really the essence of what group coaching is, both for the participants as well as those who are facilitating it. It's quite lovely. And I want to sort of wrap us up with just an invitation to you. If you would like to know more about what the Holistic Coaching Coalition's group coaching is like, you can find that on our website, which is www.holisticwomanretreats.com. We spell holistic with a W, W-H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C. I think I spelled that right, holistic. And so come to the, you know, come to the website. You'll find details there about our next group and the future groups throughout the year. Feel free to email us. You can email me, Carol, at caroldelasky.com to get more information, or Laura at hallcoaching.com. And Donna, how can people reach you if they'd like to reach you?
They can contact me through cattelcoaching@gmail.com.
Lovely. Well, ladies, thank you for being on my call with me today. It's lovely to chat with you. And listeners, I'll just leave you with this question. And that is, who are the people that are supporting you in you being your best? And can we, or would you like us, to be part of that team? Have a great day. Bye-bye.